This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Stand Up. We're here on the Joe Messina Show. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I want you involved. I want you engaged. It really is the only way we win, people. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. And once you do that, once you get the information you need, then you can go ahead and jump in with both feet. And I want you to do that. I want you to get involved at that level. Many of you think you have nothing to offer, but you know what? Some of you, you've been in a certain business, a certain arena. You have certain credentials that others don't have. And I know it sounds kind of goofy, but every little bit does help. Truly does help. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly be involved. Truly be engaged. And again, I wonder if things can get even worse for the Dems. Anybody want to guess? Right? And just curious. I mean, they've got it pretty bad right now. Bottom of the hour, Stacey Washington's going to join me. You know, Americans, you really have to look closely at what's ailing our country, what's going on. You know, we're trying to judge what's right and wrong, but we don't want to say anything about it. We don't want to push it. You know, society always falls back to their feelings, right? They want to determine what's right by how their heart feels, by what makes them feel good or not feel good. A lot of times your feelings will send you down the wrong direction, will make you do the wrong thing. Well, they don't make you. They coerce you into doing the wrong thing. What do you think? Now, Stacey Washington's got a new book out. Right? And it's going to help you look at the right and wrong of politics and religion. It arms you with your greatest weapon to date, right? The truth. You got to start canceling things. Matter of fact, you Christians, you need to learn the truth behind what you believe, what your Bible says about politics, what your Bible says about this stuff, and then engage. Don't just sit there saying, I'm not supposed to say anything, because you are. Nobody ever told you not to say anything. Bible doesn't say anywhere not to say anything. Okay, I'll save this for another day. But basically what I'm saying is, you know, bottom line with it is, you need to engage. You need to get involved. You need to do the right thing. Because this truly is, it's becoming ridiculous. Right? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't do anything stupid. Now, some places right now are coming up here in, 2 weeks? Elections are set for smaller local municipalities, mayors, school board members, that kind of thing. And I would say to you, pay attention. Don't be a victim of the last doorknob hanger you got. Don't be a victim of, you know, somebody's uncle's cousin's second aunt decided that Joe seems like a good guy. Let's vote for him. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Okay? What you want to do is you want to make sure you know everything you can about the candidate. Take as much time learning about the candidate as you would about your life insurance policy, your car insurance. Ask questions. Do a little Googling or what have you to find out what that person's been up to. If you don't want to use Google, there's plenty of search engines out there you can go after. Really. But before you start telling your friends you're all, because you know, they got all the catchphrases, you loved the way they sounded, you loved what they said, you saw them at a meeting. I actually had somebody that I got mad at. You're going to laugh at me, but I got mad at them. Because a woman told me that the only reason she voted for me was she liked my name. Right? And it's not the first time I've heard that. My attitude kind of saying, hey, give me your voter card. That's it. That's not the way to vote. Do they line up with your principles? Not party. Notice I didn't say party. Principles. I want to know. I don't want to know your personal business. I want to know if that person lines up with my principles. I want to know if that person is a clue as a, you know, what the sanctity of life means, what a woman is. All of those are a big deal. All of them. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't know if you heard this about the Republicans pulling out of the presidential debates. You know, it's always been rigged against us anyhow. When I say that, I don't mean that it's rigged against us or we will lose, if you would. But the Republican National Committee unanimously voted to withdraw from its participation in the presidential debates. Now, those debates are sanctioned by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The organization is definitely biased against the GOP, always has been. All right, think about who's on those committees. Look at who gets chosen, right, to do the debates, to moderate the debates. This is stupid. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When the rainbow will
be back.
855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I know some of you guys are tired of hearing me say it, but you know what? Get involved. Get engaged. Do the right thing. Make sure you know what's happening. And then that way you can speak against it. Or you can speak to it. And show people where the misinformation is. Where the bad thing is, if you would. Right? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, this is great. This is so against everything we were taught growing up. Right? I want you to listen carefully here. Because some of you are going to think it's not a big deal. We want to come together. Joey B wants to unify everybody. The Dems say they want everybody unified. How do you unify people by continually breaking them apart, pulling them apart? It makes absolutely, I don't care, I don't need a college degree to figure this out. It ain't that hard. Dozens of universities are hosting segregated graduation ceremonies based on identities. There's 36 colleges that I'm able to identify and universities that are hosting 2022 graduation events that recognize minorities based on race, gender, or sexual orientation. You hear me? Race, gender, or sexual orientation. Let's break them out. It just doesn't make any sense. Groups who qualify for receiving a special graduation ceremony include Black, Latino, Asian, American Indian, LGBTQ, individual. Can you imagine that? There's no extra cost to the university, mind you. I'm sure. So you're going to have a Black graduation, a Latino graduation, an Asian graduation, an American Indian graduation, LGBTQ plus graduation, and all others after that, right? No, really. Think about it. So that means if you're a white guy who has an LGBTQ friend or an American Indian friend, you can't go to their graduation or participate. You graduate at the same time, but you guys can't graduate together, even if you're really good friends. Black and Latino, really good friends, you're not going to graduate together. Isn't that the whole idea? You want to see the graduation of your whole, you want to see your whole class. Isn't that what you all do? California Polytechnical State University, this is funny, has an extensive list of minority-centered graduation ceremonies. The events are held for Native Americans, Jews, Asians, LGBTQ, disabled, Chicanics, Latinx, African Americans, Southwest Asian, Northwest Africans, and on. I'm not reading them all. This is just ridiculous. University's website advertises an event titled Monarch Commencement Ceremony, which recognizes and uplifts the accomplishments and successes of undocumented students. Oh, we're going to have a separate one for them? It's called the Monarch Commencement Ceremony. I guess ICE would have a place to go round them all up right there, right? Do they realize that? Do they understand that? I mean, we fought against segregation for years. People died fighting to end segregation. And now we're actively making it happen. Right? The list states that the Black Commencement Ceremony will feature distinguished speakers, special students' awards, live performances, and the traditional wearing of the Kent cloths, stoles hand-woven from Africa to add some vibrancy. I guess, well, to add some color, right? I mean, the gowns aren't that pretty. Yeah. At several celebrations, such as one being held this year at the University of California, Davis, right, the graduates are presented with a kente stole. This is a type of graduation scarf that features a traditional West African pattern. Now, Ohio State University, Columbia University, Harvard University, Illinois State University, University of North Texas, University of Laverne, all are offering race-based ceremonies. The best way to get rid of racism is to make sure that you put it at the forefront of everything you do. That's how you get rid of it. These people are lunatics. Right? Just lunatics. The University of Texas at Austin describes its spring 2022 Black graduation as an annual program that gives graduates a chance to commemorate and challenge they've overcome and memories that they've made throughout their college years with their classmates, friends, family, professors, except that they're white. They're not. They can't graduate with them. Why would I go to your graduation ceremony as you're having one on the same campus that I'm on, that I went to school with you, I sat next to you in class, we built up a friendship, and all of a sudden I can't graduate with you? That doesn't make any sense. Harvard drew a lot of criticism back in 2018 when it decided to hold Black graduation for the first time in history. Now, in response to the criticism, the Harvard Crimson editorial board wrote an article that defended the gathering on the grounds that it brings together black students from all parts of the university. Why, you can't do it before? You can't do it with white kids or Asian kids or Native American kids? Why? Because Harvard, according to them, probably true, is historically a white-dominated campus. You cannot foster a sense of support and belonging if you have the white kids and the black kids graduating at the same time. I don't even know where to go with that. I don't think anybody knows where to go with that, right? The others went on to defend the minority-specific graduation events, writing that identity-focused academic celebrations, such as black convocation, lavender graduation, lavender graduation, Latinx convocation, play a vital role in reinforcing our continuous striving towards making Harvard a place where people from all backgrounds feel welcome, valued, and safe. So in other words, as a white guy, I can't value a black person, apparently. Right? No black person would feel welcomed with me standing there, I'm sure. And what would make them feel safe? You want me standing there in my underwear? There's a vision for you. So you know I have no guns or bombs or anything else on my body? Charlie Kirk, he called these events racist. It's a disgrace to all racial progress. He's right. Set this thing back up. 100 years. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Supporters poured into Paris's freezing Champs-Élysées Boulevard on Wednesday after a World Cup semifinal between France and Morocco, which for millions tugged at their heartstrings as Les Bleus won 2-0 to reach the final for a second time in a row. Crowds of supporters were seen entering the Christmas-decorated boulevard after the final whistle, where authorities were bracing for tens of thousands despite temperatures around freezing. U.S. senators on Wednesday pressed Congress to regulate cryptocurrency under existing financial rules as lawmakers scrambled to rein in the troubled industry after prosecutors filed criminal charges against FTX founder Samuel Bankman-Fried. Lawmakers are generally in agreement that crypto firms should have greater regulation, but there are divergent views on how the industry should be regulated. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We're back at it again. Joe Mazzini with you on the Joe Mazzini Show. You know, I've been pounding this away to some of my Christian brothers and sisters that you can be involved in politics. It's not an issue and it's not a problem. But truly, when we get elected, when we, you know, professing Christians, people say they live out their belief and their love for Christ, you don't check that at the door. Many of you go into these positions, school board, water board, city council members, and you think you can no longer speak to your Christianity. It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not suggesting you jump up on the dais and start, you know, preaching Jesus up there, but you can live out the principles of your Christianity. And, you know, I love the person I'm bringing on right now, Stacey Washington, host of Stacey on the Right, and her new book, Eternally Cancel Proof, A Guide for Courageous Christians Navigating the Political Battlefront. Stacey, appreciate you and appreciate the book and the work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, always a pleasure. All right, so let's start off with this. Give us an 80,000-foot view of the book and what you tackle in the book, and then we'll hit some of the issues.
So the book is about cancellation and how it should not be a concern for us as Christians, because we have our eternity already sealed in Christ, and so that enables us to be able to do magnificent things on this earth because we don't have to worry about that aspect. So we can actually move forward speaking truth, understanding the world through our biblical worldview, and utilizing the tool of politics to manage government, because that's all politics is. It's a tool. It is not a religion. It's not a lifestyle. It's not a way of living. It's just a tool like a ladder or a hammer or a drill. We use politics to manage government, and we use our Christian worldview to help us make the most biblically sound decisions about it.
Yeah, amen. I mean, I agree with you. Going in there, I pray before I get into the meeting. You know, some people say, oh, come on, you're a Christian. You should start the meeting off for prayer. Well, you know, it's not illegal for me, but it's illegal in the state. And why do that? I go ahead and pray before I get there. All right. And again, we need to ask for guidance. We need to have other people up there helping us out with that as well. I love the title, Eternally Cancel Proof. And you're right. And now, have you spoken, and I would imagine you have, you've probably spoken to other Christian elected officials at the local levels. I mean, federal and state are a little different, but when you're talking about local level, again, school board, city councils, areas, county supervisors, or what have you, what do you get from them as far as feedback, as living out their Christianity in the seats that they're in?
Well, I think people who are Christians who are serving as public servants are they're there to do a job. So there's two kinds of politicians: those who are there to enrich themselves and to seek power, and then the others who are there to serve. And so a true act of servanthood is getting elected and going in and trying to solve a problem or execute on a mission that taxpayers and voters have sent you there for. And so I see a lot of either or. I don't see much in between in the way of people saying, well, I want to be rich and famous, but I also am here to do a job. It's usually they're power seeking only, or they're there to be a public servant and to actually maintain and uphold the Constitution.
Well, you know, you mentioned it, that Republicans are very much, especially our Republican leaders, they're, you know, thank God this, bless God that, it's all about God. But really, truly, from my point of view, from what I see them doing, they're very weak in their leadership and depending on Christian principles to do their job. And it's very infuriating. It's infuriating for guys like me that help some of these people get in office, that work with them, and I am a Christian, if you would, legislator myself. Why is the Republican Party so weak? Why are Republican Christians, do you think, so weak in their faith and their principles when they get there?
So the issue that they have is, first of all, they're ashamed and they don't have a true biblical worldview. Because if you have a biblical worldview, you understand that there's nothing to be ashamed about in being a Christian. It's your right as an American citizen to practice whatever faith tradition you feel is best for you. And so for us as Christians, we have no less right to practice Christianity as any person is practicing the faith of Islam or Judaism or anything else. But with the Republicans, they like to assume the mantle of being a person of faith by using buzzwords and speaking in a certain manner during the campaign. And then when they get to Washington, D.C., their true colors appear, and that is that they're there for power. They're there for insider trading. They're there for any host of reasons, just to get out of their home state, to have the ability to have a huge staff and to have homes, you know, in Washington, D.C., and then in their home district. There's a lot of reasons why people run for political office, but godly men go because they have a mission to accomplish, and they're empowered by God, and they understand that because they have the mind of Christ. And so they're absolutely certain that the reason they're there is for a purpose. And that is the difference between the godly men that have really a huge impact, like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, and then contrast that with the Mitt Romneys, the Liz Cheneys, the Lisa Murkowskis. There's a huge difference in the way they behave.
Oh, agreed. And I see it. You know, my push for the last year or two has been, look, to a degree, forget about the federal level stuff. Deal with the local stuff. Let's get Christian conservatives who truly believe and love God into these seats, school boards and city councils and what have you, because major decisions are made. You know, my little town is 300,000 people, grown since I've been here from about 170. And we've seen our school boards go from solid conservative, mostly Christians on these school boards, to my board is now 4-1. I've got, you know, 4 progressives, 4 more liberal people, and I'm the only one on there speaking against some of these issues. So when we're quiet, when we don't push our principles, when we don't line up our principles or our voting with God's law, it empowers the left big time, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. So the speaking of truth is not reserved to those who we feel are strong or have great voices. The speaking of truth is a duty for all of us, whether it's in our own homes or in our small communities, small groups, PTA, PTO, and also for people who are elected, whether it's a school board, which actually school boards have a lot of power. They control your local tax rate. They determine what kind of curriculum your children will absorb. There's actually a lot of power on school boards. And then in your municipal elections where you have your mayor or your town council, county council, those also set tax rates and determine what you can do during lockdowns. Like the pandemic showed us just how much power is wielded at the local level and how important it is to have godly leadership there so that you're not having your rights infringed upon because of something like a pandemic, like a policy surrounding that, et cetera.
Oh, no, you're so right. They do have a lot of power. What I constantly have to tell people and people of faith as well is, look, I'm one of 5 votes, which is the same for every one of our school boards in the area. And that's why it's so important for you to pay attention to what's going on, who's running for office. You know, one of my irritants, and you and I haven't discussed this, but one of my irritants is when people say, it doesn't matter if I vote, it doesn't matter who I vote for, God's will always gets done. I go, come on, really? The Bible specifically tells us to go seek out godly people, people who love God, who love God's word, for office. You can't, like we have at the presidency level, you can't vote for a guy that believes in abortion, that doesn't believe in God first, and expect the things of God to get done, right?
Well, so people do have a tendency to say, as they're practicing Christianity, they're serving in church, they're discharging a lot of really excellent acts of obedience, but they want to kind of say, well, politics is too disgusting, too nasty. I just don't want to be involved in that. So I'm going to leave that alone because God's sovereignty will continue to, whatever he wants to happen will happen. Well, that ignores all the times in the Bible where God tasks a person with doing something. And when that person was obedient, God actually blessed and he resolved problems. He set the captives free, removed demons from people. It's all kinds of examples in the Bible of God using people to execute his will on the earth. And that's what we are as Christians. We're the hands and feet of Christ. And wherever we're silent, those are areas in which the enemy will run rampant and you'll see evil proliferate. And so public schools, universities, now private schools, government, these are all areas in which Christians have pulled back. The area of Hollywood, culture and entertainment, and every area we've pulled back in and we're no longer present and contributing, those areas are all now full of hell and degradation and really the worst kinds of things. And the victims of all of this are our children. So we have to participate.
Oh, it's totally agreed. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Heat up your drink. Cool down your drink, whatever it takes. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Yeah, loved interviewing her. We've got another segment coming up with her on it, too. For you people of a religious persuasion, you got to live out what you believe. Be back in a few minutes. Go.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Jew.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, it's crazy. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to the Joe Mattini Show. Don't go far. Right. Matter of fact, don't go anywhere. If you're in the chair and you forgot to heat up your coffee, too bad, you lose. Stacey Washington is with me. Don't go. I want you to hear what she has to say. You can't miss this. Seriously. We're back at it again. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And I want you to get informed. Many of you go out there and you start talking about your rights and what you want to do and what you think elected officials ought to do. But know what your rights are first. Get a clue as to what you have a right to ask for, what you're entitled to by the law, and that's what you need to push for. So get informed first. And the way you get informed, you know, again, we have elections coming up, school boards, water boards, city councils, state assemblies, state senates. You need to be involved and understand who you're voting for. Just because they claim to be a Christian or just because they have an R in front of their name doesn't mean they're the best person for the job. I've asked Stacey Washington, host of Stacey on the Right, to join me in her new book, Eternally Cancel Proof, a guide for courageous Christians navigating the political battlefront. Stacey, you've got to have a little fun with you. How many courageous Christians do you really know in the group of your Christian, your whole Christian world around you? People that really, when it gets tough, they're willing to live out their Christianity. Just curious.
I would say maybe I have a higher than average number of those people in my life just because of what I do for a living. And iron sharpens iron. So I would say I have dozens of people who are actually living their Christianity out in public, very strongly advocating for the truth and standing up to cancellation and people trying to bully them out of their viewpoint. So, you know, it's not unusual. I think friends that I have across the country also have these people in their lives, and people like that tend to group together in clumps, in my experience. So I have dozens of people like that, and they're the ones who actually strengthen me and encourage me to continue on in what I'm doing, and I do the same for them.
Yeah, amen. God, you know, when I look at some of the people through the years that have worked with me and worked to make things happen in my community, a lot of those what they refer to themselves as religious people, Christians, they back away when the heat comes up. They back away when they feel like they're making people feel bad because, you know, people want to run on emotion. They want to run on feelings. I don't want anybody feeling bad about themselves because I'm a Christian and they know I don't believe in transgenderism or I don't believe in certain things. And that's what a lot of Christians have done today is they've backed off to the worldview, if you would, of what being nice is and what treating people nicely. But we're not called to do that, are we, really?
No, we're not. And so in the book, I also talk about how to go over these political issues with your kids, how to kind of indoctrinate them. I use the term in its positive sense. So indoctrinate your kids on how to deal with the things that are coming at them no matter what. Like, children are going to face woke culture. They're going to face assaults on their faith and their worldview. And so in order for us to equip them to be ready to handle that, we have to teach them the truth, and we have to help them understand that our viewpoint is actually the minority. If you have a biblical worldview, you're in a distinct minority of a minority. And so instead of expecting people to understand where you're coming from, you come out of the gate expecting them not to understand. And then utilizing your faith and your courage that you get from Christ, from knowing him, to speak the truth anyway and to stand up and to kind of normalize it so that other people who might be sitting by silently agreeing with you are then empowered to speak up as well. I compare the party platforms in the book, and I give each of the items that I compare in both platforms, I give the biblical worldview for those. So you don't have to be kind of on the fence or wondering. I mean, on the obvious things like abortion, we all know abortion is unbiblical. But there are some other things that have really been sold as being something that Christians should agree with, like socialism. I cover that in the book, and I break it down to the tenets of socialism, and I tell you why it's unbiblical, giving you this specific chapter and verse. And then in chapter 9, I talk about the fact that most of us will experience cancellation of some sort, whether it's being canceled by friends or a group of cohorts that we spend time with, to very public cancellations that were humiliating and embarrassing that I endured because of what I do for a living and because of viewpoint discrimination in one case. So these are things that we should expect to happen, and we should be equipped to deal with them. And the book goes through not just the political issue itself, but what God's word says. And even for people who are not Christians, you can still look upon my book and learn from it from the perspective of being in a society where our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian at ethos. It's what the founders used to create our form of government. It comes straight out of Exodus 18. So we know that in the big scheme of things and in the tiniest of things, our Constitution was created by men who, they not only read the Bible, they knew it, and they believed it, most of them. Like, I think it's all but one were. So they believed in God and were definitely an understanding. They had a deep understanding of the scriptures. So we have an opportunity to use the experiment that we've been given and to actually understand it for ourselves and to use the tool of politics to actually make a difference in the lives of not just our own loved ones and family and people that are in our circle, but in the lives of Americans across this country and those who want to be Americans, because we're the number one immigration destination on the planet. And that's because we have the longest running constitution in the history of nations. We have peaceful transfers of power, and we have a populace that we're all Americans, regardless of our skin tone or our ethnic background or our country of origin. Once we swear allegiance to the flag and we become citizens, we're all Americans instantly. It's not a matter of you know, being a specific ethnic group as it is if you're German or if you're French or if you're British. So it's something special. We need to maintain it, and the way to do that is to get my book and be informed.
Yes. Yeah, and we'll put up a link to the book on the show notes and what have you. You know, it's funny. I've been teaching. I know you've been on the Victory Channel with Rick Green, and I became one of the constitutional coaches there years ago. And I've been teaching the biblical citizenship class on weekends. And I'm amazed at how many of our brothers and sisters of Christ don't know how we started, don't know what our founding fathers had in mind, don't know that we truly, you know, Christian principles are what we've been based on, and they've been browbeaten to believing that you have to have a separation of church and state, and you can't bring those things in. Seriously. So we use the Bible as a basis for stepping out every day. In the last 2 minutes you have, speak to some of the Christians listening to the show right now and tell them what they should be doing.
Well, you know, I don't want to be a person who's like saying, well, you have to do this, you have to do that. But I do think we should all be looking around for a way that we can participate in our process, because politics is not a religion. Politics can't save us, but we can certainly use the tool of politics to manage government. And one of the things I think we could most use is election judges and people who are willing to take the four-hour training class. Because of COVID now, most of those are online, so you can take it from the comfort of your home. And then you are an election judge on election day or a poll watcher. And these are roles that the Republicans, so they have equal number of Democrat and Republican poll judges or election judges. And usually the Republican vacancies are outnumber the Democrats. Like, the Democrats always have a full slate of people to work, and the Republicans do not. And so it's one day out of this year, it might be 3 days, because, you know, you have your primaries. We just had school board elections, and then you have the general in November for midterms. But on a normal year, there are usually only two. There's school boards in April, and then down in the latter part of the year, you have a general election for Congress, or obviously 2024, that'll be our big presidential election. Yeah. So we need to participate. You can't execute on voter fraud, you can't pull shenanigans if people are engaged and informed and participating. So I just suggest that everyone find a place in which they can assist in their role. The highest office of the land is citizen. And so as a citizen of this great country, you want to participate in the process and have a say, take part in making sure that things go well in America.
Yeah, you know, God gave us the ability to govern ourselves. He gave us the ability to choose our leaders, and that's a gift, and I think we should treat that gift with great respect. So you have to do your homework. You have to find out what's going on. Your book, Eternally Cancel Proof, a guide for courageous Christians navigating the political battlefront. And, Stacy, thank you so much for doing the book. Thank you for coming on the show, and keep up the good work. Seriously.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to be here. Go to Amazon.com or StacyOnTheRight.com to buy the book. Yep. All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you. We'll catch you later. You know, again, these are the people we should be supporting. You know, Stacy on the Right. Go to Amazon. Buy the book. Get a copy of it. I don't know, e-copy, whatever copy, paperback copy, doesn't matter. And you know what? If you have a Christian friend, buy one for him or her. It's about time we step out of the shadows. We have been hiding in the shadows forever. There's no reason for it. You don't have to pound your belief system into somebody, but you sure as heck better be able to speak to it. I don't want to say defend it, because you don't have to defend anything Jesus did, but be able to defend why you believe it. You know, it always drove me nuts in the early days of the show. I always say to people, why are you a Republican? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Klein to state? Why are you a Jew, a Muslim, a Christian? Why? Give me a reason. Sell me on it. You should be able to sell your religious belief like you sell a great movie. Well, if they're already left, but or a great restaurant or what have you. Amazing how excited people get and what they can say about a restaurant they want you to go try. But when it comes to religion, they clam up. It's just amazing. God bless people. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can make donations there. You know, the social platforms have made it possible for us to collect money there. Or you can go to mypillow.com, mypillow.com on the way out. Promo code Joe. You'll save a boatload of money. I'll make a few bucks, and Mike gets to keep people working in this country.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?